feel much like leaving. You don't want me to go, but all your tamaracks are needling your beauty in the snow. And I'll see you soon at Christmas, a happy holiday. Oh, how you gonna miss me if I won't go away? I'm overtime, I'm in demand.
Welcome to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall. Folk Roots Radio Overtime is the extra helping of Folk Roots Radio on CFIU 93.3 FM. It's an opportunity for me to have an in-depth conversation, perhaps a live session, with musicians that are passing through the area. Well, today we're going to be talking about the Millrace Festival of Traditional Music, which takes place from July the 31st to August the 2nd in downtown Cambridge. I'm very pleased to welcome into the studio Brad McEwen, Artistic Director of the Millrace Folk Society today. We're going to be chatting about the history of the festival, and we'll also play some music from some of this year's artistic lineup. But before we get there, this is Martha Humphreys and Anna Harter with their version of John Barleycorn. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall.
From the west, their fortunes for to try. These three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn should die, John Barleycorn should die. They ploughed, they sowed, they harrowed him in, threw clods upon his head. Then these three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn was dead. John Barleycorn was dead. They let him lie for a very long time. The rain from the heaven did fall. Then little Sir John sprung up his head and so amazed them all. And so amazed them all. Him lie till midsummer, he grew both pale and wan. Then little Sir John, he grew a beard, and so became a man, and so became a man. They hired men with scythes so sharp to cut him off at the knee, and then they bound him to a cart and served him barbarously, and served him barbarously. They hired men with flails so strong to cut him skin from bone, and the miller, he served him worse than that. He ground him between two stones, he ground him between two stones. Here's brandy in a glass, me boys, cider in a can. Put a little Sir John in a nut brown jug, he'll prove the merrier man, he'll prove the merrier man. For the ploughboy, he can't plough his field, for the huntsman blow his horn, and the parson, he can't say his prayers without a little John Barleycorn, without a little John Barleycorn.
That's John Barleycorn from Mary Humphreys and Anna Harter. Spot the deliberate mistake at the start of the show. This is Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall. My guest today is Brad McEwen from the Millrace Folk Society. They put on the Millrace Festival of Traditional Music. It takes place at the start of every August. And I think now, Brad, is it 23?
That is 23.
Yeah, so it's the 23rd Festival of Traditional Folk Music. Mary Humphreys and Anna Harter are going to be part of the program at this year's festival. We played the song, their version of John Barleycorn, from their album, A Baker's Dozen. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, they're very interesting. They live in Cambridge, England, so it's a nice connection. One of the things that I really like about Mary and Anna Hatta's music is that they spend a lot of time researching traditional music from their home turf. So you listen to their CDs or listen to their performances, the vast majority of what they have and what they're offering comes from their immediate area. And I think that's something that I'm finding increasingly more important, you know, your own local roots, your own traditions and history.
So tell us a little bit about the festival itself. We're going to dig into the history of it as we start. I probably should actually preface that conversation and ask you a little bit, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you started this festival 23 years ago. So tell us a little bit about your interest in traditional folk music and why you decided you wanted to bring a festival to Cambridge.
Well, I think I've always been interested in traditional music. I really discovered it many, many years ago listening to Fairport Convention and Steel Eye Span back in the early 70s. And I realized at the time, well, that's what's been going around in the back of my head that I've been looking for. And I just delved right into it. I'm a third generation Canadian from Cambridge. My first trip back home, if you will, it was 1975, and it really was like going back home. And I really began to discover British and Irish traditional music in its natural setting. It's just, I took to it like a duck to water. I just felt I was in my element, and since then I've begun to be interested in various forms of traditional music from a number of different cultures. You know, so I want to emphasize that this festival isn't just about British Isles music, it's about traditional music from all over the world.
And that's probably a good question to deal with, because I think sometimes people are confused as to what would be classified as traditional music and what would be classified as some form of contemporary folk music. Can you perhaps explain that distinction?
Yeah, it's always a gray area, because a number of the performers we have do write their own music, like Trio Dewar, who's coming over from Belgium. Everything they do is original music, but they're writing within the form of an ever-evolving historical cultural tradition. I think when you talk about traditional music, it means it never originally was a commercially marketable commodity. It was the way that before radio and before television, people made their own entertainment. So they would sing songs, they would play fiddle tunes, they would dance in their own communities. That's what folk music was. It wasn't about, look at me, I'm on stage and all these people adoring me. It was about being part of your community and making music for your own social and ritual life, you know, the significant events in your life. I think we've lost sight of that in today's world. So for me, traditional music has very, very deep roots. And even though there's music that is written, you know, taking an older style forward, it's rooted in the past, and yet it's continuing to live and evolve.
Because it's interesting you say that, because my impression is that people are starting to get a little bit more tuned into traditional music. I mean, you know, if we look at a form like the blues, which, you know, has basically pillaged traditional blues over the years. I mean, bands like Led Zeppelin, you know, quite happily dipped into some of the really old blues music and then, you know, made a new form. But look, more recently, my sense is that people are starting to rediscover traditional music. Is that something you would agree with?
Yes, I do. I think it's slow to happen around here. But even you look at England, because I spent a lot of time in England, and there are places where there are all kinds of phenomenal young musicians and dancers who are taking to their own cultural traditions and bringing it forward and being very, very creative. That is an explosion of creativity in traditional music over there right now.
Well, we're going to dip into some of the artists that are at this year's festival. But I think before we get into the first piece, the second piece we're going to play from artists at the festival this year, I think it's good to make some things quite clear. Obviously, the festival takes place in a couple of weeks within Cambridge. But I think there's one important fact that we want to really get out there straight away, and that this is a free festival. Tell us a little bit about why that's the case and what is your motivation in trying to make sure that it remains a free festival.
Well, we're having a big party and we want everyone to come. That's part of it. But I've always believed things should be as accessible as possible for people financially, physically. And I think that, you know, there's been a history of free festivals in this province. You know, Home County is a good example. You know, there's been many others. And I think that it's really important. Also, I mean, I've grown up in the Galt part of Cambridge, and it used to be a very viable downtown, and it's not been that for a number of years. So in a way, this was my attempt to help in core revitalization, because I think downtown cores are very important. They're not just places to buy things. They're places that should be the center of a community and where the community's life is focused. So it's an attempt to help with the revitalization. But again, I just feel that free is very important. I want everybody to be able to make it to this festival if they want to come. The only thing we really charge for is the program. And I get a bit of flack from people because we don't put the schedule on the website. And I say, well, you just have to buy a program. It's a free festival. We just ask you to spend $5 to cover help with the program. We need to sell 1,100 of them to break even. So I don't think it's too much to ask of people.
Well, I was going to ask about the financing of a festival like this, because when you've made that commitment to be free, obviously, I can only imagine it's almost like another level of anxiety that's suddenly been pushed on top of this. Obviously, you've been doing this for 23 years. You must be able to manage your anxiety regarding the festival now. But it must make it fairly challenging to know, particularly when we started off with Mary Humphreys and Anna Harta. They're from, as you mentioned, Cambridge, England. You're bringing them across. We're going to play some other artists in today's show that are coming from elsewhere in the world. It must make the financial aspect of this festival a little challenging.
No, quite contrary. When we apply for government grants, we, you know, submit our budget, and our budget has no ticket price. We don't estimate what we're going to make from tickets. So, in other words, what we get for our grants, we know pretty much where we are financially. If we had to sell tickets, then we would be relying on, oh, do we have the right headliners? Do we have the right people? And is the weather going to be bad and people not attend? So we don't have that anxiety. We know more or less what financial situation we're in to begin with. I'm also not limited to hiring headliners. I don't have to put bums on seats. We've been really, really fortunate over the years to develop a reputation for presenting really good music. They may not be household names, they may not be headliners, but they're phenomenal performers. My motto has always been big talent, not big names.
Let's play one of the artists or a band that are going to be playing at this year's festival. We're actually, rather than going far afield, we're going to be right close to home, because we're going to play the ABBA Love and Jug Band. Tell us a little bit about them and why you wanted to make sure that they were on the program this year.
Well, they're very, very good. For a start, they're excellent performers, and they're very knowledgeable about the type of music they play, the history and the context. They're local. For me, local is like within an hour of the festival. And yeah, they're the kind of people that deserve to be out there and performing, and they're just so good.
Now, there'll be people listening who are not really clear exactly what a jug band is. Can you just explain that? Because to me, it seems that jug bands are becoming more popular again, and I think it's good to have people understand what that terminology actually means.
Well, the jug band is a bit misleading in a sense, because there was a tendency at one time to use an old clay jug and blow over the top of it to get a noise, and you'd play that along with whatever other instruments there were, fiddles or banjos or something. So in actual fact, I don't think they use a lot of jugs in their music. But it really refers to a time in American popular music that was rooted in traditional folk music of the Appalachians. So it really represents a period of time, maybe in the 20s and 30s, when that kind of music was popular. And I think music speaks for itself.
Let's play them just now. This is the ever-loving Jug Band with the Boogly Oogly Oo on your, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall.
Thank you.
That's Trio d'Or from, they're actually from Flanders in Belgium. And that was a track entitled The Offbeat Jig Keep Dreaming from their album Parachute. Before that, the ever-loving Jug Band with the Boogly Oogly Ooh from their album Tri-City Stomp. I'm Jan Hall. It is Folk Roots Radio Overtime. My guest today is Brad McEwen from the Millrace Folk Society. We're talking about this year's Millrace Folk... I always get this wrong because it's so... the Millrace Festival of Traditional Folk Music, which takes place from July the 31st to August the 2nd down in downtown Cambridge. It's a free festival, which is pretty cool in this day and age. And if you want to get information about the festival, the easiest way online is to head to millracefolksociety.com and then follow the links from there. Brad, you're going to tell us a little bit about these three guys from Belgium. They come from Flanders, Trio d'Or, because I was really impressed when you said, hey, we should play these when we get together and on Saturday. And I was listening to them yesterday on their website, and I thought, wow. These guys are really good. They're young, and they're all related, right?
They're all brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found out about them simply and plainly by reading a review of their CD in Living Tradition magazine, which is from Scotland. And I looked at it, and I thought, oh, I'm going to check out their website and listen to a couple of tracks. And I said, yeah, this fits what we do. So I sent them an email and asked them if they'd like to come to Canada. And they just, oh, yes. In fact, the track you just played from the new album, Keep Dreaming. I just want to read what they said here. It was Keep Dreaming was written in an atmosphere of euphoria after having been booked for the Millrace Festival in Canada. We had been dreaming of a tour on the other side of the pond for years. So I was really quite surprised and pleased to read that in their sleeve notes. But they're three brothers from Belgium, as you mentioned. They play hurdy-gurdy, button accordion, and guitar. The music that they play is all original, yet it's deeply rooted in the traditional styles of European dance music. I mean, it's a blend of English, French, Scandinavian, all these kinds of dance music that have a lot in common. And there are a number of performers, young performers, that are doing this kind of material. They're deeply rooted in the tradition, but they're carrying it forward with this explosion of creativity. And it's a creativity that's has a very, very good understanding of the roots of the music, where it's coming from.
Because I know that sort of, this typical traditional music, I would say typical, I mean, is also very popular in Quebec, right? I mean, Quebec with the Quebecois music, there's, you know, you mentioned young people getting involved. Is it because we started the show talking about how maybe that there is a interest in traditional music is starting to come back, and that people are starting to realize that, as you mentioned, it, you know, that the style may be traditional, but that doesn't preclude you from being able to actually go ahead and create new music, but in a traditional style.
Sure. Well, that's traditional music never really went away. I think it's been under the radar, particularly in lots of English Canada. I do see that changing. I'm also on the board of directors of Folk Music Ontario, and I've noticed over the last few years at our annual conference that there are a lot more performers doing some form of traditional music, and a lot of them are younger. And whether it's bluegrass or Appalachian, or whether it's French Canadian or Newfoundland Maritimes music, there seems to be more of an awareness of it. It definitely seems to be changing, and of course that can do nothing but please me.
I'd like to try and squeeze another track in from the album, actually. Let's play the title track from the album Parachute. Again, remember, this is Trio d'Or from Belgium. They come from Flanders, and they will be at this year's Millrace Festival of Traditional Folk Music. I'm getting better at that.
You are.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall. That's the Silk Road Duo with Autumn Cloud, and a song entitled Rumba Calabria from an album Journey with Her Pipa. I'm not sure what a pipa is, but I know my guest Brad McEwen is going to explain that to me in a few seconds. But Silk Road Duo will be coming to this year's Mill Race Festival. So tell us a little bit about Silk Road Duo.
Silk Road Duo are absolutely amazing. They're a couple, Shusha and Andre. So she's Chinese, he's French-Canadian. She plays the pipa, which is a Chinese version of the lute. And it's been part of that culture for hundreds of years. But she can play literally anything on that instrument. And Andre plays flamenco guitar and oud and bouzouki and just about anything with strings, and likes to play odd wind instruments from time to time. But they'll do fusions of various kinds of cultures, all instrumental music. You know, they'll sit down and play, you know, an Argentinian tango next to a Chinese piece. They're wonderful, and they're wonderful people as well. So they're coming for their third visit to Millrace from British Columbia.
So tell us a little bit about the setup of the festival. We mentioned it takes place the weekend of July the 31st through the 2nd in downtown Cambridge, but it's not a contained site. There are stages that are throughout the downtown.
Yes.
Again, we mentioned, let's not forget the free word here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about how things are set up, and also how often people play at the festival.
Yeah, well, the part of the inspiration for the festival was my experiences years ago in discovering English folk festivals. Quite often, they will be set right in within the center of a historic and architecturally significant town. And where the part of Cambridge that we have the festival in, Galt, is certainly that. You know, it's full of limestone buildings that were built by the Scottish settlers almost 200 years ago. And the stage that the festival takes its name from is an amphitheater called the Millrace, because it was a textile mill. In fact, my mother used to work in this textile mill. So it was demolished in around 1980, and parts of it were left up, but they constructed this amphitheater overlooking the Grand River, and it holds about 1,200 people seated. It's one of the most spectacular stages of any festival I've seen anywhere. So that's the... There's no main stage as such, but that's the sort of the showpiece. And we have another stage in front of the new City Hall with a 60 by 60 foot tent. And we put chairs up. You can bring your lawn chair if you want to, but I never could understand festivals where you had to sit on the ground to drag a chair around. You know, very easy to rent some chairs and put them up for people to sit on. Then we have a children's stage. Again, near the Millrace, it's in a parking lot on Water Street. So there's a 30 by 60 tent there, and children's entertainers and activities for them. We have one of the local licensed establishments, Cafe 13. They have a second floor room where we have concerts regularly. In fact, we have one Sunday night, which we'll talk about. There's that, and this year, for the very, very first time in our history, we're having our own pub garden with beer from Grand River Brewing and wine and cider from Villanova Winery in Simcoe. So this is something very new for us, and we're really on edge with this new undertaking. So everything, again, it's inspired by what British festivals did, and they are spread out through the downtown core. But they're all within easy walking distance. There's lots of parking. And, you know, I think if people buy the program, and there are advance program sales locations, Guelph Music has them here in town, you know, so people can buy those, find out who's playing when, and there's a map showing where all the venues are.
So you mentioned that it's a free festival. You want people to buy the program. They're priced at $5. Can you give us some other places that people can get them, you know, particularly if they're in other areas of the Tri-City area?
Yeah, well, the locations are on our website, but Wordsworth Books in Waterloo, Second Look Books in Kitchener, there's a number of places in Cambridge that have them, and Green Heron Books in Paris, if anybody's living down that way.
Okay, and if people want more information, again, go to the Millrace Folk Society website. That's millracefolksociety.com. You can click on the links to the festival from there. We're going to go back to the music just now, and we're going to play a little bit of Shisham and Lotus. They're not unknown in this area. They've been doing tremendously well. And I was just checking out their website, and they've just been across to the UK. There's even a wonderful quote from Bob Harris, who is a legendary BBC radio disc jockey, also was the host of one of my favorite shows from the 70s. That, of course, was the Old Grey Whistle Test. He was saying some wonderful things about them. You must be pleased to have them coming to the festival this year.
I think this is their third or fourth time, but Shisham, Tired Frost, he's been at the festival many times with other groups before Shisham and Lotus and Sun were created. Garrison Creek, you know, being one of the other bands. But yeah, I'm always pleased to see these guys. They're a lot of fun, great crowd pleaser.
So tell us a little bit about their music. I mean, more jug band style?
It's really the essentially the same as the jug band music, same era as Everlovin' Jug Band, American music from the 20s and 30s. Where they find this stuff, I don't know. It's amazing. But they do, there's a strong similarity to what Everlovin' Jug Band do. And at the festival, I'm actually putting them together at one point in time in the pub garden acoustically and just let them have a jam and see what comes out of it.
We're going to play their version of Frankie and Johnny, which is a great traditional song. You know, it's one of those classic songs that has a wonderful story to it. And I'm not going to tell the story just now, but certainly if you're listening at home, listen, because it's a great story and typical of the musical of the time where they would, you know, share stories like this in song. Shisham and Lotus and Sun with Frankie and Johnny. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. And I'm Jan Hall.
Sweethearts, they had a quarrel one day. Johnny vowed to leave her. He said he was going away, never coming home, going away to Rome. Now Frankie, she begged and she pleaded, crying, my love, Johnny, please stay. Oh, my honey, I've done you wrong, but please don't go away. And Johnny sighed while Frankie cried, I'm going away, I'm going to stay, never coming home. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter wind begins to blow, the ground is covered up. You're gonna think on me, gonna wish me back like a loving man. Gonna wish me, honey, in the day they say to come. Frankie Dunn said to Johnny, she said, hey man, your house done come. Beneath her silk kimono, she drew a 44 gun. These love affairs, they're hard to bear. Johnny fled down the stairway, crying, my love, Frankie, don't shoot. Frankie Dunn aimed that 44, and the gun went rooty toot toot. Then Johnny fell, and Frankie yelled, I'm going away, I'm going to stay, never coming home. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter wind begins to blow, the ground is covered up. You're gonna think on me, gonna wish me back like a loving man. Gonna miss me, honey, in the day they say to come. Thank you. Johnny's dead, 'cause of what he said. Well, call for your rubber tire horses. Now call for your rubber tire hacks. Carry old Johnny to the graveyard. I shot him in the back with a great big gun when he went to run. I'm going away, I'm going to stay and never coming home. Going to miss me, honey, the days do come. When the winter wind begins to blow, the ground is covered up. You're going to think on me, going to wish me back like a loving man. Going to miss me, honey, the day they say to come.
That's Shechem Lotus and Son and Frankie and Johnny from the album 1929. They will be at the Millrais Festival of Traditional Folk Music, which takes place the weekend of July the 31st to August the 2nd. It's Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall. My guest today is Brad McEwen, the artistic director at the festival. Now, Brad, putting on any sort of festival requires a lot of people because there are a lot of things that need to be done. You obviously depend on volunteers. Now, I want to give you a chance to talk about the volunteer experience, and I gather there's still an opportunity for people to get involved.
There is. In fact, due to a number of unforeseen circumstances, we're very, very short of volunteers at this point in time. We have a little over half what we normally would require, and this festival takes over 100 volunteers to put on over the weekend. So we are appealing to people. Obviously, unlike a ticketed event, we can't offer people free admission because it's free anyway. But we've had volunteers coming out to the festival for years and years and years who just love the experience. And you get a Millrais volunteer T-shirt. You get a few little perks. But basically, people come out because they love the festival. They love the event. They enjoy being part of it, and they enjoy meeting the performers. There's a number of different jobs that people can be doing, and all the information can be found on our website, millraisfolksociety.com. You click on festival and there's a button for volunteers, and it has all the information there. And we'd love to hear from you because we're desperately in need of some more volunteers at this point.
And it'll give you an idea of the sort of jobs you can get involved in.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's great. A wonderful festival. Obviously, I love it when you mention the fact that, you're going to be able to meet some of the musicians that are playing. They're going to play multiple times throughout the weekend. I do want to try and squeeze in a little music from a band that aren't at the festival this year, but actually will be playing for the Millrais Folk Society tomorrow, which is Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that's another jug band, Frog and Henry. It's a duo. They are fabulous. I've been really enjoying their album. We're going to play one of their tracks in a few seconds, but I would give you a chance to talk about their music.
Right. Well, again, I like to describe them as a two-man, one-man band, because originally it was just a one-man band. And then Dave Nye got involved with Ryan in putting this together. And again, they play multiple different instruments, and they're quite exciting. People loved them at the festival last year. So they're doing a concert for us tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock at Cafe 13 on Main Street in Cambridge, where we have a concert series that we do on the second floor in the Galt Room. So tickets are still available, although they are selling. If anybody can make it out, it's going to be a wonderful concert.
They are certainly a great, great band. We're going to listen to them just now. This is Frog and Henry with Sitting in the Chimney Jam. It's my favorite track from the Frog and Henry album, so let's play that just now. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall.
She brought me eggs and she brought me ham this morning. She brought me eggs and she brought me ham this evening. She brought me eggs, she brought me ham. I don't like them, but I don't give a this morning, this evening, right now. This morning, there ain't no use of me working this hard this evening, this evening. Ain't no use of me working this hard. I got a woman in the boss band, yeah, this morning, this evening, right now. Said you brought me ham this morning, this morning. She brought me eggs, said you brought me ham this evening, this evening. She brought me eggs, brought me ham. I don't like them, but I don't give it this morning, this evening, right now. Sitting in the chimney jam this morning, this morning. Old hand sitting in the chimney jam this evening, this evening. Old hand sitting in the chimney jam. If that ain't a hot place, I'll be a dog this morning, this evening, right now.
That's Frog and Henry with Sitting in the Chimney Jam from their album Frog and Henry. They will be down in Cambridge tomorrow, which is Sunday, July the 19th, and they will be appearing at the Galt Room, which is just above Cafe 13 on Main Street.
It's part of Cafe 13. It's the function room they have upstairs. It's a really nice room, holds about 45 people seated. Room for more standing.
And our guest today on Folk Roots Radio Overtime is Brad McEwen, the artistic director from the Millrace Folk Society. We're going to have time just for one more piece of music, Brad. We're going to play The Young'uns, who come from the northeast of England, an area of the world that I know very, very well. I'm going to give you a chance to talk about why you wanted to bring them to the festival this year.
Well, again, they're younger musicians. They're deeply rooted in English traditional music. They also write new material that is a continuation of that tradition, but they're very powerful singers. They're becoming very, very popular quite quickly. This is their first foray into Canada, so I definitely wanted to have them. However, the song that I've chosen isn't one of their originals. It's it was written by a man named Sidney Carter, who's most famous for Lord of the Dance. It's John Ball. It's about a priest who was involved in the Peasants' Rebellion of the 1300s and was executed because he wanted and believed that everybody should have social equality. And right now, I think this song is coming back into popularity in Britain, particularly because of the very, very repressive central government in the UK currently. It's a pretty horrible situation. And so I think songs like this are sort of like the common person's anthem and their way of expressing their frustration and their hope for change.
Well, certainly I'm really pleased to be able to play them today. I was checking them out online. And again, as Brad mentioned, this is another band that's really, picking up a good following in the UK. They've done very well, I think, in the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards, starting to become well-known. I'm really pleased that, you know, you're making the effort to bring these new young groups to Canada. It's always challenging, but I think that's what we need, are people like yourself that are willing to step in and try and say, hey, you know, I think that getting you here would be something that would be really worth doing, and let's make it happen. It's been an absolute pleasure having you join me today, Brad. Just remind people again how they can learn more about the festival.
Well, the website's the best way. MillraceFolkSociety.com. Most of the information is there. We do have a Facebook page as well. Check those out. Any other questions, just shoot us an email.
We're going to leave you with The Young'uns with John Ball. You've been listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall. Remember, check us out online at folkrootsradio.com. You can also listen to archive editions of the show just by heading to our Mixcloud account, which is at mixcloud.com/folkrootsradio. And I'll see you next time. You're listening to CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Who'll be the lady? Who will be the lord? When we are ruled by the love of one another, who'll be the lady, who will be the lord, in the light that is coming in the morning?
So
sing John Bull and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning.
Eve is the lady, Adam is the lord.
When we are ruled by the love of one another, Eve is the lady and Adam is the lord, in the light that is coming in the morning.
So
sing John Bull and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning.
All shall be ruled by fellowship, I say.
When we are ruled by the love of one another, all shall be ruled by fellowship, I say, in the light that is coming in the morning.
So
sing John Bull and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning.
Labour and spin for fellowship, I say.
Labour and spin for the love of one another. Labour and spin for fellowship, I say. In the light that is coming in the morning.
So
sing John Bull and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning. So sing John Bull and tell it to them all, and long live the day that is dawning. I'll crow like a cock, I'll carol like a lark, in the light that is coming in the morning.